This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I will tell you what, man. I was in Spokane for the first time over the weekend. And I didn't know what to expect. I've heard nothing good. And where we were was actually reasonably decent. It wasn't terrible. But told Miles when I came in this morning, I said, look, man, you talk about Reno, and just for whatever reason, there are more people with one eye in Reno per capita than perhaps anywhere else in the United States. The same thing with Spokane, but it's arms, okay? So I don't know.
Is this like a farming machine incident thing?
We were in downtown the whole time. So I'm not saying they didn't come from the farm or something, but on day one, there was a woman with no arms, and it's no big deal. You notice her because she doesn't have arms.
Did she have a wood chipper shirt on or anything like that?
But the next day, I'm walking with my son. We're cutting through this park, and there's a woman with no arms. Now, in my mind, I'm like, this does not look like the woman I saw yesterday, but it has to be, right? Like, what are the odds of this? And so I asked my son directly. I said, hey, man, is that the same woman who doesn't have arms? He's like, no. The woman we saw yesterday was an older lady. This lady's considerably younger. I go, okay, that's what I thought. But what are the odds? Now, on this same walk, keep in mind, this walk was about 10 minutes. On this same walk, as we're approaching the venue that they're playing volleyball, this one-armed woman walks by.
Another one?
Yes! And like, we just looked at each other like, okay, we're not imagining this, right? Like, I mean, these people don't
maybe
have
there's
arms.
A convention in town.
I started thinking that.
Like, yeah, like seriously. Like,
is there an amputee? But only arm, not legs.
Right.
Just arms. And then on our way to the airport, this time it was a dude. He had one arm. And it's not that it matters. I just can't believe it. And a town as small as
you're only there for 48 hours.
And I saw four people missing at least one arm, two people missing both, and I immediately thought of you with the one-eyed Reno people.
Oh, man.
I'm like, what in the hell is going on in Spokane? Are they offering money for arm? Then I started thinking, you couldn't join the army. Hey-o. But, yeah, that was a separate joke for a different time. But I just could not believe the number of one-armed and no-armed people, like, everywhere, man. It's just, I don't know what's going on in Spokane, man, but like, get it together.
Yeah, I had a streak in Reno where at least within one day, I saw like six eye patches.
That's what I mean. You're just like, what is
not that? Glass eye, not anything like that.
But just eye the patch.
Just the eye patch.
The other thing that surprises us, as we're leaving Spokane, all right, so we get to the Alaska Gate and you have the two gate agents. Now, when we first got there, we got a quick bite to eat because we're kind of on a time crunch. So we can hear the voice of the gate agent speaking, but we're not in eyesight of them. And you hear this woman's voice, you know, just all the typical stuff. Hey, we're looking for some people to, you know, put their carry-ons and we'll give you, you know, round-trip ticket, whatever it is. And she's going on and on. So now we finally get down to the gate. We're waiting to board our flight. And the two gate agents, there is this hulking mass of a man. This dude looks like a lumberjack. Massive mustache and beard. Probably weighed 280, but not fat, if you know what I mean. Perfectly sculpted kind of faux hawk hair. And then next to him, the other gate agent, this tall, slender lady, long, curly black hair. No big deal. A dude grabs the microphone, and he looks at everyone there.
If you're about to board your flight to Seattle.
And so me and my son looked at each other. I'm like, wait, that's the voice we've been hearing. I thought for sure it was a woman. It just kind of blew her mind because this guy looked like, you know, I don't know, like he would beat your ass. And he should have been a bouncer kind of guy. looked intimidating until you hear his voice. So then the woman he's with, now she has to say something. I swear to God, she grabs the mic. She's like, yeah, yeah, if you got any bags.
Hey, homie.
So me and my kid.
We're going to need you to put your bags in the back, dog.
Oh, yeah.
So me and my kid. It's a fully booked flight. We have no overhead
space. Are you Shaq's sister?
We're looking for volunteers to take your bags.
That is exactly what. Because they said, we overbooked the flight. I'm like, man, that's on you.
To Spokane.
Back to Seattle.
Oh, so they overbook every flight.
Yes! I know. And I'm like,
I'm taking a flight this weekend. I've already gotten two text messages like, do you mind changing your flight?
I'm like, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not doing, like, you guys overbooked it. That's on you. Don't pass the burden off to the passenger.
We'll give you a voucher.
Did you?
That's the way she sounded, too. She sounded like Shaquille O'Neal.
We're just looking for seven more volunteers to put their bag.
And I'm just, and she was kind of good looking, man. And I'm just, we're just looking at this chick, and then dude gets back and
we're now boarding group D, as in dynamite.
There's another flight boarding in about 2 hours. We're gonna take that one.
It is weird when people's voices don't match.
They should have been opposite. Just based on appearance.
Look, Mike Tyson's the ultimate.
Dude, first time I heard him talk, I wanted to laugh, but feared that he would find out I laugh and beat my ass. And Lennox Lewis,
and then the other giant one for me was Idris Elba.
You don't see it. Especially
I had no idea he was British.
I did not either.
Anybody see my lip gloss? Can't find it.
The wire in my bra is killing me. Can't wait to take this bad boy off when I get home. My big boobs are killing my back, you know what I'm saying, girl? Does anyone have a feminine hygiene product? I left mine at home.
I'm telling him I couldn't take
they
my
got
eyes off
in the plane. They got those. Yeah,
I am single and ready to mingle there, man.
Can you spare a pad?
It was, yeah. Wow.
And Flo is in town. Let me tell you what.
You know what I'm talking about.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
John, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay, let's go with this one. Would you say that you've had an acceptable number of sexual partners in your lifetime? Would other people consider it acceptable?
Acceptable? Like,
yes.
Like quantity? Or
put it this way.
Like if you told me when I go, whoa, like one way or the other. Like if you said I've only had one, I'd go, whoa.
Well, I think here's, are you sitting next to a girlfriend or wife right now?
No, I am not.
Okay. All right. So
if you told me 50, I go, whoa.
Yeah.
So...
27.
You actually know
you
off
know the
top
number?
Of your head.
No, it's just a random number.
Do you think you're close?
I'm close.
All right, give or take two or three, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, can you easily recall each person you've had sex with, or is it like you can give us a list now, and then next week you're like, oh, God, I forgot about these two?
Yeah, there's some foggy ones, probably.
All right.
Yeah.
So would you say there's one or two out there that maybe have had more sexual partners than you, that you've been with? In other words,
guaranteed.
35 dudes.
Yeah.
You're one of them.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, you know, that would be weird to be in a lineup like that. Just like every person that you've slept with, all the other people they've slept with as well. You just kind
of all of you together.
Yes, just you just take the random person, right? Whoever, I don't know, 20-year-old, you know, 20 years old, your girlfriend, right?
Mm.
Now all the dudes that she's been with, you get together and you just all are like hanging
at
out.
At 20, I hope the number's smaller.
You go to a bar, right? But you all have one thing in common: you're all Eskimo brothers. But you're just, you know, in the same room and you're looking around like, huh? Because you know,
how many look like you?
It's not going to be what you expect.
Right.
It's going to be completely just a hodgepodge of whatever, you know?
Am I the odd man out, or does she have a specific type?
Right, exactly. Am I the youngest one out of all these people?
But sometimes you do forget if you slept with someone, even when you see them. There's that chick Frosty or whatever the hell her name was. Like, and she came up, we're at a comedy club, and I knew her from somewhere, right? And she was nice enough. She's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, I'm good, man. And I'm like, man, where do I know you from? And we're both going back and forth, like, do you go to this bar? Ah, man, I've been there, but do you know this person? Nah. And they're like, oh, God, yeah, we had sex together. So it's just like, how you doing? I mean, that's honestly what my
how you been?
Yeah, how you been?
How you been?
I don't know what else to say. Then it's weird once you realize, because after that, I couldn't stop looking at her.
You still put together down there?
Yeah. Oh, damn, Jesus. I'll be honest with you, man. I couldn't remember all of her parts, so to speak.
Yeah.
So... it could have been great, could have been ugly. I don't know. It took probably 20 minutes to piece this together, but we both had the realization at the same time. and it's just weird because you're face to face. Like, do you know Mike? No. What about Ted? No. Miles? No. We slept together. Oh, hey.
You're like, if you're attracted to me, how did you date that guy?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's like,
he's probably thinking the same thing.
I know.
I only have one. Right now, I'm the odd man out.
All right. Were you a rebounder?
You don't look like any of the other boyfriends?
No. She like exclusively dates giant Hispanic dudes or black dudes.
All right.
So I just, you know, we dated for like a year, but I know if I was in that room, I would be the odd man out. Like they would be like,
you'd be the one making the coffee.
They'd be like, what are you doing here?
Are you in the right place, man?
I'm like, yeah, I'm here.
I'm at the Kathy convention.
That was a phase.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Was she in a phase? I don't know.
Hey, man,
like,
guy,
I'm just saying.
You're
like,
her parachute pants.
When it comes to Baskin Robbins, I was 31.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling I'd be looking up at a lot of these brothers, too.
The lone white man walks in.
Yeah.
You're just going, get out of here.
Come on, man.
Get out of here.
Really? I mean, I saw pictures of the ex, and I was like, we better never run into him.
Oh,
she was like, what? I was like, what the hell am I going to do?
Right.
Come on, man.
Get your ass beat.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, are you guys still friendly? She was like, no. And I was like, yeah, okay, let's not run into him.
Right.
See, that's what sucks with Tom Brady, right? I mean, obviously he's not married anymore, but.
What sucks for him that he dated a supermodel?
Well, no, the fact that his wife's new boyfriend could just absolutely kick his ass.
Oh, sure.
And he's an NFL football player.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one thing to just. It's a jiu-jitsu instructor. I mean, it's going to be over quickly.
Oh, for sure.
Quickly. Here's a guy.
Well, Tom Brady is a tough dude with all the hits he took.
But this is different.
It would be weird. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It'd be funny to see him, like, in a fight.
Yeah. I don't want to know that
I think he could take a hit. I don't know if he could get out of a position.
Yeah. Like, right? What is he?
Right. Jiu-jitsu is a completely different sport. Exactly. And that dude is a black belt. He's an instructor. Yes. So you're right. So Tom Brady's screwed.
No, he is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you know what I mean?
Someone trains MMA. You don't want that as an old boyfriend.
No.
You don't want to date that person. Because, you just don't want to date that
person. Unless they say he died.
That would help. That would help. Raise my ass number of sexual partners. A new study claims to have found a quote-unquote sweet spot for the ideal number of sexual partners.
The sweet spot. Okay.
Look, this is just the article. For men, the magic numbers were about 4 to 5 lifetime sex partners, with 2 to 3 being casual, and the age of the first sexual encounter between 18 and 20. Now, for women, the ideal number was lower. 2 to 3 total sex partners, 1 or 2 casual ones, and an age of the first encounter between 16 and 18. The study, by the way, used data from Germany, where the age of consent is 14.
Jesus!
The thing is, the study was focused on perceptions of 25-year-olds. So apparently, that's lifetime for 25. In any event, people with moderate sex lives are judged most positively, while those at either
extreme, depends on the moment,
super active or completely inactive, they tend to face more punishment or scrutiny. And men don't always get more leeway. The study also found that men who had less sex than their ideal number were judged more harshly than women in the same situation. So men still face pressure to perform, while women are penalized more for exceeding the number.
All right.
Doesn't matter to me. Man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.